it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome into A to D Sports, powered as always by the BetMGM app. I'm Austin Stanley. He is Jack Gentry of the Tighten Up Podcast at A to Z Sports.com. And we are Nashville's On Demand Sports Talk Network, going live weekday mornings at 8 Central Time on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Links to the show segment by segment on our Twitter X timeline. Also hit us up on Instagram, TikTok, and Threads for more great Titans content. We got to thank our sponsors because they make it happen for us and they help out all of you. Like Wilson County Hyundai, make them a part of your new car buying process. Make sure you see them in Lebanon or check them out online at wilsoncountyhyundai.com. The Bone and Joint Institute, boneandjointtn.org, the region's destination for comprehensive orthopedic and sports medicine care. And Farm Bureau Health Plans, get better with Farm Bureau Health Plans at fbhp.com/ATOZ. So Jack, the news happened. It's been a courting of less than a week. Tyler Boyd visited Nashville last week around that Wednesday, Thursday time, met with the Titans, after meeting with the Chargers earlier in the week, and officially comes to a deal with the Titans after leaving Nashville without a deal. But Jeremy Fowler of ESPN reporting Tyler Boyd signing a deal with the Titans for a one-year deal worth up to $4.5 million, a reunion with head coach Brian Callahan. And now Jack, Tyler Boyd is the second Bengal to sign in free agency with the Titans. Tyler Boyd at wide receiver, Chido Awuzie here with the cornerbacks. And so Jack, your initial reaction on the Titans getting this deal done with Tyler Boyd joining the Titans wide receiver room?
Well, I'm not surprised that they got this deal done, right? Because reading the tea leaves, it really felt like they were going to bring in a slot receiver one way or another. I mean, they visited with Tyler Boyd. They visited with Zay Jones, who played with played under Nick Holtz in Jacksonville. So it felt like they were going to bring in another guy who has experience in the system. So I'm not surprised that they went out and got Tyler Boyd, because the fit makes so much sense. But I think that they got Tyler Boyd for the price of Zay Jones. That's what surprises me about this, is the $4.5 million deal. I honestly thought it would come in close to double that. I understand that he's a rental. I understand it's only a one-year deal. But for the price, the Titans really hit this one out of the park.
Yeah, it is very impressive that they're able to do that. Now, we talked about, you just mentioned Zay Jones, because Zach and I talked yesterday about, Zay Jones and Tyler Boyd. If you look at the cash made by both those guys last season, $8.9 million of cash in the final year of Boyd's deal with Cincinnati, and Jones made $7.8 million in cash last year in Jacksonville, then cut after the draft. Yeah, I mean, that's quite the haircut for Tyler Boyd to go from $8.9 million to up to $4.5 million. We don't know the exact details of the contract at this point, but up to $4.5 million in a one-year deal. I'm guessing there is a incentives in there when it comes to snaps played, whether it's targets or receptions or yards or whatever is in there. So Tyler Boyd taking quite a bit of a haircut. He's 29 years old now. He will be 30 years old midway through the season in 2024. And before we get to the chat, more reaction for Tyler Boyd signing with the Titans. We asked the question yesterday with Zach, is who would you rather have, Zay Jones or Tyler Boyd? Zach and I both said Tyler Boyd. The chat, I believe, was around 62% Tyler Boyd. And then, Jack, I know you were heavily Tyler Boyd over Zay Jones as well. And so I want to go back to the report that Sam did last weekend after the Tyler Boyd visit had happened, because Sam did have conversations with coaches around the league at the NFL Combine, specifically about Tyler Boyd. And so there's the good and the bad, right? And so let's start with the good news. While many doubted Boyd's ability against man coverage, everyone was singing his praises for what he does against zone. Even 8 years into an NFL career without the same route running and burst he once had, Boyd knows how to pick apart a slot defense or a defense and be productive in the slot. He's also a phenomenal leader. So that's the good news about Boyd. But the bad was it was pretty widely believed by the coaches that Sam spoke to that Boyd had lost a step in 2023. Perhaps a sign that he was rapidly declining. The 8-year NFL vet struggled to get open against man last year. He does not have the same ability to separate that he once did. For those reasons, the coaches and executives that Sam spoke to at the Combine said they wouldn't be interested in signing Boyd to anything more than a 1-year deal. I expect any 2-year contract Boyd gets to become without guaranteed money in the second year, so the organization has the opportunity to get a clean break if things do go south. He's not a long-term option, but that doesn't mean he's not worth signing. So, and retrospect, Sam nailed it, right? You know, he's heard in late February, early March that Boyd was not going to get a lot of 2-year deal options from teams. And here it is, a 1-year deal for $4.5 million. A phenomenal leader, lost a step last year. What does it look like this year? But Jack, that's a little update from Sam from his reporting that he did at the Combine that is now relevant here.
Yeah, I mean, Tyler Boyd, 8 years under his belt in the NFL. He turns 30 in November, so he's definitely a little bit past his prime. But I don't think that that means you don't go out and take a shot on him when you really have questions at that slot. And, you know, but Brian Callahan loves those big slot receivers, right? And Tyler Boyd isn't, you know, your Kyle Phillips at 5'11". He's 6'2", okay? So the guy, you know, is able to convert on third downs and, you know, against zone like we saw in that story. But, you know, I think a big part of what makes this deal so attractive to me is not only the production. I mean, Tyler Boyd has had over 600 yards receiving. He's been, you know, in like every season since like 2017. The guy's been steady Eddie. But with a new system coming in, you know, I think that that's where he really makes a difference. In that wide receiver room, and you know, you got a guy like Treylon Burks in there as well for now, at least. And you know, DeAndre Hopkins can work out of the slot. He was very efficient working out of the slot in the times that he did that last year. Tyler Boyd's got the blueprint for how to be successful in the slot in a Brian Callahan offense. He also knows the ins and outs of where the receiver should be at any given time in this offense. So having him there and having him, you know, kind of teach Will Levis where to look, when to look, how to look at defenses, you know, given the looks that they see that Brian Callahan's offense are used to seeing on the defensive side of the ball. I think the intangibles of the Boyd signing are equally as important as what he's going to bring in terms of production value. So that's another reason why I'm really high on Boyd, you know, coming into Tennessee. Young quarterback, receiver room that's unfamiliar with Callahan's system. You bring in a guy who's been there and done that for the last 5 seasons, and I think that's going to make a big difference.
All right, we have some disrespect in the chat, and so I do have to call not a 30-second timeout. I'm going to use one of my full timeouts to address this disrespect, and this is coming from Jared Morris on YouTube. I got to scroll back up to find it. But Jared says, y'all keep referencing Sam's info like he's Adam Schefter. Nobody is leaking real info to Sam, LOL. Jared, I don't know what you do for a living, but I will gladly show up to that workplace and disrespect you in front of your superior, your manager, your boss, and talk about how you are not qualified to do your job. I think this is insane for you to say this. Sam went to the NFL scouting combine. He went to the Senior Bowl. He talked about he was able to be on the Senior Bowl field standing next to guys, head coaches in the league like Matt Eberflus, sitting next to Mike Tomlin, next to scouts, talking to GMs, talking to Chad Brinker for 15 minutes, spending time at the combine, working the room, talking to assistant coaches, rising position coaches, executives to give you information on Tavondre Sweat, right? Sam was pounding the table all draft process long that Tavondre Sweat was going to go a lot higher than we all expected. And guess what happened? Sam was right. And guess what happened with Tyler Boyd? Sam was right, based on those same conversations at the Senior Bowl and the scouting combine. So, Jared, if you want to come disrespect one of my employees, then come to me and we'll see how you do at your job and what that job performance is. Jack, that is the end of my full timeout.
Good timeout. Well used. That was a great timeout. Yeah, Sam crushes it. I don't know why anyone questions where Sam gets his info. He's spot on with that stuff usually. So
he's been right. Jared, he's been right.
Yeah. He's been right. I mean, and that was a great example of him being right there. You know, the pros and the cons, what he's heard, you know, the 1 year deal stuff. Look, Sam's a pro. There's no doubting that.
So, Jared, you don't have to watch, but our info is free. So congratulations for you getting my attention here on this morning. Okay. Now let's get see what Jared thinks about this. Let's see if Jared has a vocab deep enough to come up with one word to describe the Titans signing veteran wide receiver Tyler Boyd, and we can judge Jared's education level based on how basic his one word is. So what is one word to describe the Titans signing veteran wide receiver Tyler Boyd? What is one word to describe the Titans signing veteran wide receiver Tyler Boyd? But first, I'm going to make it peaceful now because I just went off on Jerry, but it's now time for a moment's peace. Maybe I'm a little ornery today because I've got this awful crick in my neck and I need to go to a moment's peace. I was talking to my wife this morning, a moment's peace salon and day spa. We need to get on the schedule because it's time for another massage for us. And you can do that and make sure that you win Mother's Day by going to amomentspeace.com/mom and getting the mom in your life the best. And the best is at a moment's peace, whether it is a neck and shoulders massage for 45 minutes that I'm interested in booking in the next week or so, or a 90-minute couples, a 60-minute Swedish massage, deep tissue, they got it. If you want to go mani-pedi combo with your gift card, you can just get a gift card at amomentspeace.com/mom and let them pick what they want. It could be in the salon with their hair, getting a facial, whatever that looks like. It's the right way to treat your mom or the mom in your life, whether it's your spouse, your girlfriend, your fiance, your mom, your grandmother, your aunt, whoever it is, they deserve a moment's peace. Amomentspeace.com/mom for Mother's Day coming up.
BetMGM.com. There's a ton of stuff going on right now, guys. NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs in full swing. You know, the MLB season's also kind of ramping up here a little bit. So get in the game with BetMGM. New users, download the app. Use our bonus code ATOZSports. And you'll get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet misses. Don't start out in the red. If you lose that first bet, and by the way, there's a ton of Titans props up too for the season-long futures if you're into that stuff. So download BetMGM, use our bonus code A to Z Sports, get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet misses.
All right, Jack, I will send you to the chat. We are asking the question, what's one word to describe the Titans signing veteran wide receiver Tyler Boyd? Jack, what's the people saying today?
Yeah, Jabri says solid. Cooking says Robbie, intriguing. We've got practical, reliable, insurance, safe, depth, reliability, security, predictable, another security, another solid, depth, delightful, reliability, awesome, fine, exciting, solidified. Good word there from Chris Sadler. Odd. Pressure, impactful, yes, from Karen, all caps. I like that. Another practical, we've got experience, complete, competing, great, solid. We've got push, security, discount with the 4.5, and that's an up to $4.5 million, yeah, deal, if I'm not mistaken. The maximum, right, value of that deal is $4.5 million. Another depth, some more insurance, steel, fortified. Austin, I agree with American Toff. I had my eyes set on complete here as my one word. The Titans wide receiver room is now complete, and this is as complete as I can remember it ever being. I mean, you got three options who all have had multiple 1,000-yard seasons in their NFL careers. And you've got guys behind them like NWI, who you trust, who's always available on Sunday. He's a versatile option, converts on third down, finds the end zone. He's got 10 career touchdown receptions. You got Treylon Burks back there. You know, look, first round draft pick, haven't lived up to it, but you know, he's missed a lot of time with injuries. If you can just get him healthy and you can just get him confident, who knows what you have? And you've got really five great options there. Not to mention Chigakonkwo, Tajay Spears, Tony Pollard's pass catching abilities as well. This passing attack feels complete. if the offensive line can hold up this season, Will Levis has a great opportunity to take a huge jump in his first season as the full-time starter. So my one word is complete with Tyler Boyd joining a really respectable trio right now and really a five-headed monster, if you will, at the wide receiver position.
Yeah, no, I think complete makes a lot of sense because we've talked about and we've played the video of Brian Callahan throughout the offseason, when Sam asked about, hey, how open are you adding to the wide receiver room? And Callahan's like, well, we need somebody to step up in the slot and open to that. And that was also reported by Adam Kaplan that the Titans were interested in Tyler Boyd before the draft, but wanted to wait and thought that Boyd wanted to wait to see where his best opportunity was after the draft. And so I think complete makes a lot of sense. Now you have guys that can step up and play all different roles. I honestly feel like DeAndre Hopkins and Calvin Ridley will get slot reps this season. I think that's a mismatch waiting to happen whenever they want to do that. And the fact is that, if one of those guys goes down, Tyler Boyd has the ability to step outside and play, whether it's an X or a Z receiver for the Titans, if D-Hop and Ridley have some type of injury situation going on. And so I think complete is a really strong word there. Shout out to Jared, who's playing the game well. He's taken my jokes. He's taken my criticism of him and leaning into the bit. I said I challenged Jared to come up with his deep vocab word on one word to describe the Titans signing veteran wide receiver Tyler Boyd, and he said good. So good job, Jared. I do appreciate the leaning into the bit. That was well played by you. So all is well. But all right. So my one word, Jack, I think is value, because I think the value that Tyler Boyd has with this team is a lot further than 1 year up to $4.5 million. Obviously, we've talked about that a couple times already in the 20 minutes that we've been on. Up to $4.5 million, that's so cheap. That's nothing. And the Titans have money to spend. I do think that's another interesting thing of like, that does that tell you a little bit about what Tyler Boyd's market was? Is that he went to the Chargers, he left the Chargers, they signed DJ Chark. He goes to the Titans, he leaves the Titans, and without a deal. And then the next week, it's up to $4.5 million. I think that does kind of tell you that maybe Boyd is not viewed as a long-term fix or an automatic fix in some ways. I think he's got great value with the deal. The Titans have plenty of money to spend. It could be way more than that. If they wanted to lock up Tyler Boyd, they could have given him 1 year, $7 million and called it a day and not had to sweat about the salary cap, but they didn't. So the other way the value comes into play is that the value he adds as a veteran slot receiver to obviously fix that position, to be able to get open, to help out Will Levis. But I think the other value that he brings in is being a player coach to help out everybody else mm-hmm. who's learning this offensive system for the first time. So the value of having Tyler Boyd in the locker room as a leader, as a bridge and extension of the coaching staff, I think value is multifaceted, the way that Tyler Boyd will help this offense and this organization adapt to Brian Callahan's offense. So value is what I'm going with.
I like that. Nick Rutschilling says, this isn't a nursing home. By week five, all these receivers are going to be using walkers. I disagree. And, Tyler Boyd, sure, he's played 8 years, but he turns 30 in November, and he's played in at least 15 games every single season since 2019. So for the last 5 years, he's logged at least 15 games in each season. D-Hop played in all 17 last season. Calvin Ridley played in all 17 last season. So I get it. While these guys might not be in the middle of their prime, it's not like they're Andre Johnson or Randy Moss when they showed up to Tennessee. These guys still have a lot of juice left.
Yeah, they do. And remember, Calvin Ridley's 25. Right. In his own
in NFL years.
In his own mind, he's 25 years old, right?
Ridley and Boyd are a month apart in age, but Ridley's logged just 5 seasons in the NFL. Boyd's logged 8. So there's way less tread on Ridley's tires, which is something, to take into account here. And he's got,
isn't that crazy?
He was out of football 2 years ago. So he hadn't taken a ton of hits, and he held up well last season. So look, you know, it's not
just the fact that he was out of football for the gambling suspension. And then, you know, he missed 1.5 years because he stepped away from the Falcons. He had some personal things going on. He talked about this press conference, but there was this whole thing where I was watching Calvin Ridley just destroy Tennessee and other SEC opponents when he was a 19-year-old turning 20-year-old freshman. Like, Calvin Ridley was a 20-year-old freshman playing in the college football playoff semifinals. And I was like, how in the hell does that happen? Well, I did some digging, and it's because he grew up in an orphanage, in a home where he was delayed from school a little bit. He actually was unable to finish his high school senior football season because in the state of Florida, they have a rule of 18 years and 8 months. If you're older than 18 years and 8 months, you can no longer play high school sports. He played 3 years of his senior year of high school, hit 18 years and 8 months, and was ineligible. And so I think there's a lot of things to the Calvin Ridley story that has gone into his motivation to be the best receiver he can be, and to, you know, having the year and a half off because of the stuff that happened in Atlanta and the gambling suspension. I get why he says he's 29, feels like he's going on 26 when he's actually going on 30 in December. But it is pretty interesting that, yeah, they're going to have, at the end of the season, they're going to have a 33-year-old D-Hop and a 30-year-old Ridley and 30-year-old Boyd. And, you know, Levis is 25. He's not exactly a young second-year quarterback either. So I think they're trying to obviously win as fast as possible and getting people in that know what to do, that are pros. I think that's a very telling message the Titans have sent this offseason.
Yeah, and you know, there's pros and cons to the whole age thing as well, because in a season where you really want Will Levis to take a big stride, you don't have to worry about any of those three receivers being out of place, right? They're all smart. They're all high IQ players, and you don't want any miscommunication stuff to go on with Will Levis and, you know, maybe hurt his confidence. Look, be in the right spot. All three of these guys can do that. Be reliable. All three of these guys have shown that they have, you know, they can be that, at least over the last few seasons, in terms of staying healthy. It's what you need. You got Boyd and you got Hopkins on one-year deals. You get younger next offseason. Right now, you get stability. And I love the signing with Boyd because I think it brings a ton of that.
All right, so now here's the big question. What does this mean for Treylon Burks? And I think that's something that everybody has an opinion about. So let's just ask this question. It is as open-ended as a question that we ask, right? We usually don't ask open-ended questions. They usually have a one-word answer, a big deal, small deal, no deal, a 1 through 10, something that you guys can easily type into your phones while you're watching this, doing whatever you're doing. So we're just going to say, what should the Titans do with Treylon Burks? It's as open-ended as it gets. What should the Titans do with Treylon Burks? So we'll get to all your comments. And first, let me tell you guys about Farm Bureau Health Plans. That's where you should turn for all of your health coverage needs. They've been serving Tennesseans for over 77 years, and they've tripled down and continued to invest more and more in their communities across the entire state. They are partners with the Tennessee Titans, partners with the Tennessee Vols, other colleges and universities, high schools, and youth baseball leagues near you. Farm Bureau Health Plans truly wants to make sure that you know that they can be an asset and a resource for whenever you or your family needs it, regardless of your situation. Maybe you're an independent contractor, an entrepreneur, and you don't have that health coverage plan from your company or for your spouse or whatever it might be. You're out there on your own. Farm Bureau Health Plans, they have you covered. They also are specializing in putting more resources into the young families. Maybe you have a young, growing family. You want to make sure you've got that safety net for you across the board with health, dental, and vision. Farm Bureau Health Plans continuing to double down in that area as well. Save money on your health coverage and get better coverage all at the same time. That's what they do. And you can get a quote very easily online with our link, fbhp.com/ATOZ.
BetMGM.com, similar promo code over there, ATOZ Sports, gets you up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet misses. Tons of stuff to get in on the action. Win totals are out in the NFL. Division title predictions are also up there. Division title odds, I should say, are up on BetMGM.com. It's got a ton of stuff going on. Sports world's on fire right now. So get in on the games with BetMGM.com. Use our bonus code A to Z Sports and get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If your first bet misses, new users looking to change your sports books, looking to switch up your luck, looking to start betting, do it with BetMGM, the king of sports books. A to Z Sports gets you up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet misses.
All right, so the question that we're throwing out there to Jared and everybody else in the chat on Facebook and on YouTube, make sure you hit that like button. If you liked what I did to Jared's manhood earlier, please hit that like button. It's always funny. You can see when people are behind on YouTube because the damn Jared comments that are coming in later. But hit that like button. That goes a long way for us. And Jared and I can make nice as my weather radio goes off in the background. Don't know if you guys can hear that. By the way, side note, be safe today. It's going to be nasty. There's going to be stuff. So make sure you're aware and prepared for all the weather things as we've had tornado warnings and watches happening. So make sure you're staying alert with the weather. So Jack,
run your errands early today.
Yeah. And I think that's part of why Jack looks like he's in 380p sometimes is because of the weather that's going on in the area. And yeah, so Mitch says y'all keep freezing. Well, that's because the weather's awful. So, Jack, I will go back to the chat for you. What should the Titans do with Treylon Burks? What's everybody saying on Facebook and on YouTube?
Well, Dylan on YouTube wants Treylon Burks to introduce himself to the bench. Eric Castillo says nothing you can really do with Burks. Mike Key said it best. You can't have too many receivers. Deborah says it's simple. Burks has to prove that he deserves a spot, and there is going to be a chip on Burks' shoulder. There's no doubt about it. If he's on the roster when training camp gets going. DeMario says it means nothing. Jermel says Burks is done after this season. David says he's a backup. Devin says nothing. He'll be in the rotation, hopefully in the slot. Wait and see. Keep him. Special teams from Mark D. RIP from Chris Frazier. Hold on to Burks, says David Brown. We've got a trade from Josh, trade from Dion, nothing from Deshaun. Burks gets traded to the Steelers is what Jerome Hurd thinks. Make him earn it. Trade him. It's his last shot. Nothing. It means run. It's competition, which could be great. Nothing. He's the new number four. Keep him. He's got youth going for him. Depth. Put him in the slot. Another slot answer. Phillips is before Burks. He misses more than half the season. He's gone. Trade to get younger players. Let him compete and work his butt off. Trade him. So Pittsburgh is calling, says Lou Man. So a lot of trade answers. Austin, I'm going to go the other way with this one, though. You know, I understand that teams will probably be putting in calls for Treylon Burks because why wouldn't you, right? Former first-round pick. You know, he's still really young. He's still really cheap. Maybe you can hit a home run with a guy that one team might have given up on, but I don't think they have. You know, you want a definitive answer before you move on from Treylon Burks, and they don't have that yet. He's missed 12 games in two seasons. He hasn't worked out of the slot, which is where he was primarily used in college. At Arkansas, 77% of his snaps came out of the slot. In the NFL, he's only lined up in the slot 20% of his snaps. So that's something you haven't really experimented with yet. I don't want to see Treylon Burks move until they've tried everything with him. He's a first-round talent, man. He's physically gifted. He's a beast. But he just hasn't been able to put it all together mentally and physically. We know how, you know, gifted he is physically, but He hasn't been reliable out there. And to me, there's a little part inside of me that believes there could still be something in Treylon Burks. And if there's even an inkling in Rand Carthon's mind or Brian Callahan's mind that Treylon Burks can develop a little bit more and turn into a dynamic option, maybe it's out of the slot, then I think you owe it to yourselves to hold on to him. What's the point in trading a stock if you're trading it at its, you know, yearly low? And that's where Treylon Burks is right now. You don't have to rush to move him. You have until next season to really make a decision on him because you got him for two more years. He's only got a $3.9 million cap hit this season, so he's not costing you a whole lot to keep. And as a fourth option, I think that's a decent fit for the Titans. Look, Treylon Burks has to prove it this year. He's got to go out and earn it, and this is going to put a big chip on his shoulder, like I said. But I would be hesitant to move on from him right now when the Titans don't really have a clear-cut answer on the type of player that he is. I get it, the injury issues are bothersome, but I still think you owe it to yourselves to see, at least wait for one more year. And the other thing, like Tyler Boyd comes in, experience out of the slot in Brian Callahan's system. And he's only here for 1 year. So if there's a guy to learn from and how to be efficient out of the slot in a Brian Callahan system, maybe it's Tyler Boyd. And maybe you can get Treylon Burks up to speed to where next season you can count on him in the slot. It would be foolish for Tennessee to bank on Treylon Burks this season, which is why you go out and get Boyd. But I'm not ready to trade Treylon Burks.
I agree. I think it would be dumb to trade Treylon Burks because you've nailed it. You nailed one of the points that I was going to say. You've got DeAndre Hopkins and Tyler Boyd on expiring contracts. Both will be over 30 at the end of their deals. You need some wide receivers for 2025 that have camaraderie and chemistry with Will Levis. And Ridley's going to be here. Maybe D-Hop gets extended. Hey, maybe it goes great with Tyler Boyd and he gets extended for another year. I don't know. The Titans will have money on the other side of this season as well. Not quite as much as they had this past offseason, but they will still have plenty of cap space to do that. I don't think trading Treylon Burks makes any sense. One, I don't think you're going to get anything more than a sixth or seventh round pick. Hell, Isaiah Wilson, you got a seventh round pick for him by the Dolphins, but he was a rookie at that point. He was
and
just
you
a
had your definitive answer. You had your definitive answer on Isaiah Wilson.
Yeah, I know, but like I was thinking about that going back to that. Like that was Isaiah Wilson was not. It's crazy, but at that time, 4 months into Isaiah Wilson's pro career, he had more trade value, I think, than Treylon Burks going into year three. Because we've seen Treylon Burks on the field. At that point, we had not seen Isaiah Wilson play like tackle. He played extra point and kick team, field goal team.
Yeah, right? He wasn't very good at that either, yeah.
But again, like, so you're going to get like a seventh round pick for Treylon Burks. I think the upside of seeing if the Titans under this new staff can figure it the hell out with Treylon Burks is way more important than a seventh round pick in the 2025 NFL draft. I think you're on the same lines.
Yeah. I mean, Titans fans, you can't tell me that if the Titans move on from Treylon Burks, maybe they send him to Pitt. Let's hypothetically say Treylon Burks goes to Pittsburgh and the Titans get, you know, a new washing machine in return for him. You can't tell me you're not going to be box score watching all season because I know, like, we know what Treylon Burks was in college. There's a good player somewhere in there. I don't know if this coaching staff is capable of bringing it out yet, but Treylon Burks has to do his part too. He has to stay on the field. And, you know, you guys, Austin, y'all were out there last training camp. Y'all were fired up by what you saw in Burks. But it doesn't matter this offseason, right? It's got to happen on Sundays. I hesitate to get rid of him without knowing for sure what he can be. And with the A.J. Brown debacle going on, what if you get rid of Treylon Burks and he emerges into an 800, 850-yard guy somewhere else? Like that, those type of guys in the NFL are very useful. So I want to hold on to Treylon Burks. There's no point in getting rid of him now. You know, circle back next year and have this conversation because, hey, maybe he puts up 400, 500 yards and you can get a 5 instead of a 7 for him. Then maybe you have that conversation about moving on. But there's no need to rush into a trade.
Yeah. You said something earlier that Treylon Burks is a first-round talent. I don't think he is. I think he's got a first-round body. I think he has first-round...
He's physicality, like his physical
but
traits.
He's not physical though. Like
that's the problem,
a
right?
Physical guy catches the 50-50 balls at 65% of the time. I feel like Treylon Burks is a 30% 50-50 ball catcher. You know, like where DeAndre Hopkins is like a 75% 50-50 ball catcher, and that's where Will Levis is going to throw a bunch of those things up there for grabs. He's going to play jackpot a lot, like he did outside the elementary playground. DeAndre Hopkins wins jackpot. Treylon Burks does not. Treylon Burks catches the one, and then they say handcuffs, and then now Treylon Burks having to do this the rest of the game. So but I don't think Treylon Burks is a first-round talent.
Not anymore.
Because I don't think he has – this is going to sound really harsh, but this is meant to – if I were coaching Treylon Burks, I got to figure out what pisses him off. And not what pisses him off to make him get upset to where he doesn't perform well, but what pisses him off to motivate him to be as good as he can be. Because I've seen him. And like I was, you mentioned it, I was watching these training camp practices and be like, damn, this dude is a horse. He like when he runs by you, you feel it on the ground. Like he is catching everything. He is contorting his body and doing all the, like, it was great. And then it wasn't. And I feel like he's too mentally affected by the bad. And so obviously Mike Vrabel rubbed people the wrong way. There's a lot of examples like that. But what does this new staff do with Treylon Burks to get the best out of him, where maybe Mike Vrabel's style wasn't?
Yeah.
And that's as from an X's and O's standpoint of putting him in situations to run the correct routes, run routes that are his skill set. And then from a management of the person standpoint, how can they get more out of him than Vrabel's style?
Yeah, and it hadn't been perfect for Burks either. You know, I mean, there were skills that he brought, you know, out of college that had all of us excited. He was a guy I was pumped up about when we drafted him, or when the Titans drafted him. I almost went fanboy there. But, you know, on the draft show, I was very fired up to have Treylon Burks. And, you know, his run after the catch stuff in college, his physicality, all that stuff really excited me. And that I don't feel like it's totally gone away. I feel like the mental side of things and the injury stuff and the inconsistency at quarterback. And now we've got turnover on the offensive coordinator side of the ball. All that affects receivers, especially young guys who are struggling to catch on. So that hasn't really, you know, been great for him either. But back to your point about the confidence thing, and you want to see kind of that dog come out on him. You know, it almost has to be like, you know, that scene in Dodgeball where Gordon is one of the last guys left and they have to fire him up and say something mean about his wife to turn him on and get him to win the dodgeball tournament.
Yeah.
Like something like Treylon Burks needs to find that switch and get that flicked on, because I would hate to see such like a gifted athlete, you know, not be deployed correctly or not be able to reach his full potential. And because he's such a gifted athlete, I want to see what they can get out of him. I think holding on for another year, you're going to save what, $4 million in the cap. And at this point in free agency, $4 million doesn't really go a long way anyways. So
no. Yeah, how can Treylon Burks be activated by this new coaching staff? I do want to get to some super chats. We got another comment too from Jared that I agree with that I'll get to here in a second. And then also a stat on opportunity or lack thereof for Treylon Burks. It is absolutely something to watch. But first, the Bone and Joint Institute is where you should turn for all of your injury needs. Injuries happen in life. We all know that. It's just... it always comes at the most inconvenient time to make you have to take a step back from your personal life. It affects you at work. You can't do things socially or maybe exercise the way you want to. I'm dealing with it right now, and I booked an appointment next week at the Bone and Joint Institute. Got a knee problem. Can't do certain things exercising like I want to. And so it was time to go see my guy, Dr. Scott Arthur, who's been my knee guy for a while. I've known him for going on 20 years. But he's at the Bone and Joint Institute, and they do phenomenal work. And it's so easy to book an appointment. You go to boneandjointtn.org, you click make an appointment, and then you type in what is bothering you, like knee issue, knee injury, and it sorts the specialist there in that category. You find the calendar that works with your calendar, and you set it right there. And it's for anybody in the region, the region's destination for comprehensive orthopedic and sports medicine care, right off of Highway 96 and I-65 in Franklin, with clinics set up around Williamson County and growing. Once again, online, boneandjointtn.org.
BetMGM.com, the king of sports books. Guys, if you're looking to sign up somewhere, do it with BetMGM. Use our bonus code A to Z Sports, because new users, you'll get a great deal, up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet misses. A lot of fun stuff going on right now. There's sports every single night, and some during the day when the MLB plays day games like they will today. So download BetMGM, use A to Z Sports, get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet misses.
Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 or older, Tennessee only. New customer offer. All promotions, subject to qualification, eligible comments. First online money wager only. Rewards issued non-drawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. And for problem gamble support, call Tennessee Redline 800-889-9789. So we asked everybody, you know, what should the Titans do with Treylon Burks? A very open-ended question. And I saw this tweet from Mike Herndon, you guys know on Twitter, currently writing with Paul Kaharsky. And so this was about the opportunity of snaps available. So Herndon tweeted, it's long, but I'm going to read it. Some people don't want to believe that this is a reflection on Burks because he doesn't play the slot and Boyd does. However, Tyler Boyd played about 800 snaps each of the last 3 years. Ridley played 1,000 last year. Hopkins played 750. The Titans were never going to play Kyle Phillips or any other slot-only wide receiver 800 snaps this year. So those 800 snaps that Boyd is likely to get are going to come out of the pockets of Burks, NWI, and Phillips, or any other slot option. So, and then Mike says, go ahead and chisel the Titans at 80% 11 personnel with three wide. So I think that's a good point. Boyd staying as healthy as he has, playing 800 snaps, that's taking away from Burks, NWI, and Phillips potentially. And that's where Jared's comment that I liked earlier, he said, I think Phillips is the odd man out. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it does seem to be trending that way. And we have opportunity to see how that continues to play out. But yeah, there's you want to play Ridley and Hopkins as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say with Jaquan Jackson coming in, I mean, that tells me that the coaching staff might not be willing to really even kick the tires on Kyle Phillips as a return man, a slot guy, you name it. He does feel like the odd man out. Like NWI, I saw someone say NWI, it probably means the end for him. I don't necessarily agree. I think NWI brings you plenty of value on special teams. He's been reliable. He's been healthy. He's a versatile guy to have as a backup option at wide receiver. I mean, 10 touchdowns in the last 3 seasons. That's nothing to sniff at, right? Like, it's been pretty grim in terms of receiving touchdown numbers for Titans wide receivers. And he ends up in the end zone more often than a lot of these guys. So I think NWI sticks around. I don't think this really does anything to NWI. Obviously, you know, another mouth to feed on offense doesn't help him, but I still think there's plenty of value with him. Kyle Phillips, in my opinion, I mean, he's going to have a really great camp in order to stick around.
Yeah. And I see Troy says Phillips is the best route runner on the roster. No.
He hadn't been healthy enough to run routes anyway.
No, but he's not. Like Calvin Ridley now is. Like DeAndre Hopkins runs routes differently because he has the nuanced ability to create separation in unconventional ways. But Calvin Ridley's the best route runner you have on the roster. Then D-Hop, then maybe Kyle Phillips. But again, you have to be out there and healthy enough to do that and play physical enough to stay out there. So I think, you know, pre-D-Hop signing, Kyle Phillips was the best route runner on the roster at this time a year ago because we were still 2 months away from D-Hop joining the team. So,
yeah, I mean, he was competing against NWI and Treylon Burks. So, you know, the competition wasn't nearly as stiff.
Yeah, and Chris Moore. Shout out Chris Moore. Chris Moore is a good guy.
Him on the podcast.
Yeah.
You know, he made big plays. He showed up down the field, and it felt like he was a great match for Will Levis, right? A deep threat. And even if he only made, you know, a catch or two a game, he'd have 65, 80 yards, right? So I was sad to see him go. But, you know, Brian Callahan likes these bigger guys in the slot. And they've got a couple of options they can use this year. Well, really, I mean, three options, I guess, once you factor in Kyle Phillips. But Tyler Boyd, Treylon Burks, if you want to work him in over there, those are big slot options. And even Kyle Phillips at 5'11 isn't small. So it'll be interesting to see how these guys are used.
Kyle Phillips is small.
5'11, though.
He's small. I don't know if he's 5'11.
All right. Well, hey.
He's also just a small frame. Like, some people are broad. Some people have...
He's no like Jaquan Jackson, though. You know what I'm saying? Like tiny slot guys.
Jaquan Jackson might have 10 pounds on Kyle Phillips, but be 2 inches shorter. Like Kyle Phillips is a small person. Like even if he wasn't a football player, he is a slight guy. He's not broad. He's not barrel chested. He's not thick with two C's. He is very small, Like, he's not, I'm not saying he's not strong. He's just a smaller person. That's what his build is.
All right.
And Curtis C asks, who's bigger, me or Kyle? I am way bigger than Kyle Phillips. I am. I honestly am. Like, I'm a broader person than Kyle Phillips. I have a barrel type chest. Kyle Phillips is a slight person. He's got better quads than I do and quicker feet, but I am a bigger person than Kyle Phillips. Easy.
Sure. Well, while this may be true, it's not pulled. It's his health and reliability. So even though he might be smaller than Austin, I don't think that that's the issue, having a role in this offense.
Well, but it's the fact that every offseason thus far, he's like, yeah, I have this plan to eat this and eat that and work out like this and gain this much weight of muscle. And you know, and it hasn't worked out for him completely. All right, I do have some super chats to get to before we get to trivia. Almost got distracted too much on that. But King VC says, this is a completely different team. I'm excited to see it come together. Lock in, like the show. So hit that like button. If you're watching on Facebook and on YouTube, please, the like button is a big deal for us. So help us out there. Kicking to the King says, Treylon Burks is on the clock. I mean, I don't disagree with that. He's not maybe on the clock to getting cut or getting traded, but he's on the clock for earning a role and keeping a role. And, you know, something, Jack, that I think we both can kind of agree on, there is an ideal scenario for this wide receiver room, is for the top three guys to be Ridley, Hopkins, Boyd, and then for Treylon Burks to be the fourth, and then for NWI to be the fifth. Like, that's... We've been saying for
a good five.
Four. We've been saying for 5 years, Jack. NWI's fine as a fifth wide receiver, but not as a two or a three. Finally, there's a chance for NWI to be a fifth wide receiver and it be solid. Like, that's where we're at finally. It's just taken forever.
And nobody's gonna have to do something that they haven't already done in the NFL. Nobody's gonna have to play a role that they haven't been comfortable playing yet. Like, D-Hop is the one, he's been there, done that for a decade. Calvin Ridley is the two. He had nearly 1,000 yards out of that spot last season, you know, next to Christian Kirk. And you've got Tyler Boyd, who's been a three up in Cincinnati ever since Jamar Chase got drafted. He's excelled in that role. You know, he's not blowing anybody out of the water. He's not going to take the top off of a defense and go for 175 yards in a game. But he gets you enough out of the slot to make a quarterback feel comfortable. And he can create some mismatches when D-Hop and Ridley are accounted for. And then you've got NWI as a depth option. Burks is a depth option. I mean, this is the best starting five I think the Titans have ever had at receiver.
Yeah, Treylon Burks can be your fourth, and he is an absolute wild card. You know, we'll have to get through how many yards for this guy, that guy, and everybody else, right? We have the entire summer to do that. Today's Wednesday. Tomorrow, I'm going to be at the facility for some availability. Friday, the rookies are on the practice field for the first time. And then in a couple weeks, we'll see the rookies and the vets come together for OTAs, minicamp practices, where we'll have content reaction from all of that. So, look, it's going to be very exciting. And I think the great thing is the Titans have money to spend. They saw comments earlier. What about safety? What about O-line? What about edge? So they still have money to spend, and they're obviously trying to win now. And so they're probably going to continue to spend now on that. All right, more super chats. Last one before we flip over to trivia. Zachary says, RIP Jared. His family asked that flowers be sent to the A to Z funeral home. Jack, how would you grade my performance against Jared during my full timeout at about minute 10 of the show today?
Yeah, hey, Chad, maybe we do a one word for Austin's timeout rant. My one word would be scathing. I thought that it was a very scathing rant. I thought you got your point across well, and you got in and you got out, so... no notes on that one.
Have you watched the Tom Brady roast yet?
Yeah, I have.
I'm about 48 minutes into it. And
yeah, you can't watch it all in one sitting. It's impossible.
No, it's way too overwhelming. But it's also 3 hours long. It's like, you know, sometimes the roast goes too long. You never want it to be too long. You want it, if anything, man, I wish they had more time. Right. Like, I wish they gave so-and-so more time. You never want it to be.
I don't think that it went too long though, because everyone
individually, I'm saying like individual people, right? Like Drew Bledsoe maybe went a little too long.
I liked him a lot though.
He was really good, but I think he was a little overextended. I think if you shave off about 30 seconds of Drew Bledsoe's roast, it's that much better.
Yeah. You know, the only person that
shorter than longer when it comes to stuff like that.
The only person that really bombed, in my opinion, was Ben Affleck. And I just,
I have not gotten there yet.
He did it was wrong.
My pause spot was I finished Nikki Glaser's set, which
she was the best. I mean, that was the best one of the whole night.
Yeah. Man,
Jeff Ross is a king as well.
Yeah. What an insane thing to watch, but amazing.
That's awesome. Right, make roast popular again. I mean, it's been a while since. Because Comedy Central used to do them, but I like that they do them on Netflix now because there's no censorship and you can say whatever you want and get away with it. So Tony Hinchcliffe did a great job. Jared Morris says, yeah, Hinchcliffe was awesome. He was probably top three out there for me.
All right, so it is that time, Jack. Get ready for it. Is that time for sports trivia? But first, always a shout out for our friends at Wilson County Hyundai. Make them a part of your new car buying process by seeing them in Lebanon or online at wilsoncountyhyundai.com. Jack, are you ready for trivia?
I'm ready.
All right, you hit your button, I'll hit mine. Let's see how we do here on our Wednesday sports trivia. Yeah, okay, sounds pretty good. We did it. All right, so zoom us in a little bit on this one, and then we've got rules for trivia. Jack, I think since the last time you've been Trivia Master, we've updated those rules. Rule number one, no Googling. Rule number two, we do NFL as the first category now because it's usually too easy for our collective audience to end with. It's usually a letdown if we end with it. So we start with the NFL. Rule number three is the chat gives the second category after the NFL. So I am keeping an eye out. I think I have it ready for the next category. Let's see if I got it. Ooh, man, this is a very competitive second category here. Let's see here. All right, I've got it. Jeff, Big Ten Jeff was beaten on this one. So let's go to NFL to get us started here, Jack.
All right. After getting drafted in the first round out of UCLA, this tight end totaled over 4,500 yards and 33 touchdown catches for the Jaguars from 2006 to 2017.
All right. We should get this one. This should be very, very easy.
11 years with the Jags.
Do you know it, Jack?
I don't know why it's escaping me, Austin.
Really?
Mercedes, no, because he bounced around.
You are correct, though. You are right.
All right.
It is Mercedes Lewis. How about this? Are you ready for another stat?
Oh, you know what? I think his name is actually Mercedes Lewis.
No, it's...
Yeah,
see? Oh, I guess it is. It is having a name. You want another Mercedes Lewis stat?
Yeah, give it to me.
Mercedes Lewis is the only first round pick that Aaron Rodgers has thrown a touchdown to in his entire career.
Man.
Isn't that crazy?
That is nuts. Hello, Garrett Wilson this year, though.
Yeah, because it could have been Garrett Wilson last year if Aaron could have lasted more than four snaps like Isaiah Wilson. All right, Eric was next on with books. Books coming in from Eric.
This American author and cartoonist is known for creating the hit children's book series Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Ah, I have no clue. I have never heard of this.
You know, did you have AR tests in like middle school? You had to get a certain amount of AR points. You read a book, you go take a test. Yes. I used Diary of a Wimpy Kid for an AR test one time, but I'm not remembering the author.
Jack, come on, man. If you use this for your education to really, it was probably an easy thing to do and you're just trying to steal some points, but you don't remember the author?
Yeah, no, I don't. You know, and I've learned this about myself from the past. I think I'm more of a memorizer.
Yeah.
When it comes to schoolwork, I memorize it. I use it when I don't need it anymore.
Vomit it, right? You're memorize and vomit. Totally. I've had things like history is what I did there. I think we're getting a lot of answers. People are remembering AR. I feel like AR and Mavis Beacon are like the same type of like.
You had that cardboard over your keyboard and you couldn't look at the keys. Oh, I hate that.
The little like squishy tat thing that also covered it up too. yeah. So I believe Jeff Kinney is what's being the answer here from the chat to help us out here.
Jeff Kinney. All right, let's run it.
All right. Boom, boom, boom. Let's just go tic-tac-toe to the left side and hit TV.
Liev Schreiber earned 3 Best Actor Emmy nominations for his leading role in the Showtime crime drama from 2013 to 2020. Am I saying that right? Liev Schreiber. I feel like that's as close
as I can get. The voice of Hard Knocks as well.
Oh, yeah, really? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, I'm not sure what this is, though. I may have to phone a friend here.
Somebody's going to get this in the chat. That's it. Matt is all over it. It's Ray Donovan. As soon as you said Ray Donovan, I immediately picture Liev Schreiber as Ray Donovan. Never watched it, but I've seen promos for it quite a bit.
All right. 3 in a row.
Let's go movies.
Clint Eastwood played an old baseball scout in this 2012 sports drama, also starring Amy Adams, Justin Timberlake, and John Goodman.
2012 sports drama with Amy Adams, JT, and John Goodman? What?
I feel like, being on TikTok, they have all these movie clips, and I've seen it so many times. It's in the movie, he's like,
well,
he can only fastball. He can't hit the curve. Throw him the curve.
Well, the chat's all over it. So Trouble with the Curve, which
There it is. Perfect.
Which I have never heard of, nor have I seen anything of a clip of that movie.
TikTok, man. They bootleg a ton of movies on that app. You just got to watch like 20 videos in a row. But that's where I saw that from. Okay, cool. All
right, let's continue our big L with music.
Okay. She's into superstitions, black cats, and voodoo dolls are the opening lyrics to what 1999 Ricky Martin song?
Oh. What's the title of this song?
I don't know that I can name the song, but
I do not. Oh, is it just Livin' La Vida Loca?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy. Is that what the chat's saying?
Yeah. I didn't know if it was La Vida Loca or Livin' La Vida Loca.
Okay, we've got it. Our L is complete.
All right, NBA. Man, I feel like I suck today. I am not on it right now.
I haven't been on it either.
Mercedes Lewis, this has been a very chat-heavy trivia session.
After defeating the reigning champion Spurs in round one, the Clippers blew a 3-1 series lead against this team in the 2015 Western Conference semifinals. I think that this is the OKC Thunder. 2015, though.
Yeah. The semifinals, though? I don't know, man. Like, I don't think the Thunder were 2015. Where was Kevin Durant in 2015?
I'm trying to remember, but... Oh man, because
the Warriors came back from 3-1 in the finals, though. Not the Rockets could be a good answer.
Rockets could be a good answer.
We're getting some Rockets.
Okay. If the chat wants Rockets, I'll give them Rockets.
The chat continuing to carry our asses today with Houston. Let's go Houston Rockets.
Okay, they got it. Good.
Let's go college football. I need a gimme here to get back on the right track.
Okay, here we go. Houston Nutt spent a decade as the coach of this SEC school from 1998 to 07 before resigning and taking a job at Ole Miss.
Thank God.
That would be the Arkansas Razorbacks, right?
How about both of us going Arkansas?
Well, as an Ole Miss guy, I have to know where Houston Nutt is at all times. So, this was an easy one for me.
Yes, Arkansas.
All right, chain restaurants.
Ooh.
This sit-down chain is known for its gourmet burgers, yum slogan, and bottomless fries that come with entrees.
I think I know it. I know this. I've never been there. I have never been to this establishment, but I know the answer.
Gourmet burger sit-down chain.
I needed Houston Nutt, Arkansas to get me out of my slump.
You needed to see one go through.
I had to see it go through the net. And throwback, Jack. When Zach and I did our every SEC football team as a fast food restaurant, this is who I matched with Vanderbilt.
Really? Oh, so it must be good.
Red Robin.
Oh, God.
Red Robin. It's not a fast food chain. It doesn't fit. That's why Vanderbilt.
I've never been there either. Yeah. I feel like there's always one in the mall. Like in every mall across America, you'll find a Red Robin.
Yes.
All right. Red Robin.
Maybe,
here we go.
Maybe one of the best throwback early A to Z episodes when Zach and I did the SEC football teams as fast food chains. That was
it's pretty funny.
Such a good episode that can never be replicated because we did it. We did it too good. All right.
Celebrity mashup. Oh my.
Oh dear God.
What do we have here?
I know the outside. Can you zoom us in a little bit?
Mm-hmm, I'll get us in there. Let's see.
I think.
Well, that's not a natural nose.
My first thought, the outside might be Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, the hair.
Maybe you can zoom us in a little bit more.
Okay.
I think the hair, the net, this is, might sound really weird. That feels like a Ryan Seacrest neck because I feel like he's always wearing that type of suit. He's a bow tie guy. I think that's Ryan Seacrest's neck to go along with his hair and his ears.
Okay. Should we try Ryan Seacrest real quick? I mean,
we have to go together.
Okay. We were doing both at the same time. Okay. All right. Nicole Kidman, Scarlett Johansson.
I think the chat's on to this. I think this might be Margot Robbie.
Oh, yeah, it's maybe.
It's not. But her.
I'd like to think I know Margot Robbie when I see her, though. I mean, but I guess I might not. Might not be as big of a Margot Robbie fan as I once thought.
Who is Cara Delevingne? I don't know who I don't know who that is.
No, yeah, no. Okay, so she's friends with the Jenners, I think.
That does nothing for me, Jack.
Well, as a man of pop culture, it does everything for me.
Okay. So do we go Seacrest and Cara
Delevingne? I like the Cara Delevingne. Let's try Seacrest first.
Well, you have to do both. You have to go both together. So you have to select Seacrest. And then
we'll do now. I think it's a C.
Cara, yeah, right there.
Bang! Let's go.
We got it. Yes. Nice job. Nice 18. Job. I still have no idea how the score is calculated.
It's got to have to do with time.
Well, it says, it's right there. Not sure how your score is calculated. Read more. Click the read more button. Let's see what we got here.
Okay, so it's time related. That's what I thought.
Oh.
So we picked up 2 points on average for every one.
Okay. So if we get correct.
I don't feel like we spent 5 to 7 minutes on any of these, but
correct answers are worth more quicker you finish. Okay, so we got 18, right?
Right. But we weren't spending 5 to 7 on each.
But we went over
Total time. That's total.
Total time. Okay. So okay. I think the problem is we try to, we want the chat to be involved. Sometimes the chat's delayed. So
should we do a speed run next time and go for this?
We can try it, man. We can try speed run just to see how fast we can go.
Next Wednesday.
Like today, I don't know if it would have helped because you and I were not very helpful for a lot of this.
Not at all.
All right. Well, hey. The Titans did sign Tyler Boyd. That's fantastic for our content, the Titans offense. And so a lot of reaction to be had. Jack, I know you've got a couple articles already out there on what this means for Burks and what Tyler Boyd's fit is in the offense. And also you've got something coming too, right? You've got a little Titans wide receiver rankings in the NFL, which I think I have no idea where we're going to go with it. I think that might be our show topic tomorrow. So I kind of want to stay in the dark a little bit on that one. But I think that should be a fun topic for tomorrow.
Let's do it. Yeah, keep your eyes out. If you're on Twitter or Facebook today, it's not really a day where you're going to be spending a lot of time outside. So if you're on your phone, be on the lookout. A2zsports.com. Going to maybe rank some receivers and maybe rank groups of receivers. Little tease there for you.
I like it. All right. Make sure before you guys head out, hit that like button. That always helps our show be better. It helps you guys have more friends in the chat to go back and forth with. So please hit the like button on Facebook and on YouTube. And if you haven't yet, subscribe to the YouTube channel, follow and like the Facebook page as well. More content coming also on Instagram, TikTok. We've got Twitter/X as always. And we'll catch you guys tomorrow on a Thursday. Appreciate it as always.
Tighten Up Pod out now.